Hi, everybody. Well, here we are, another BBS radio program. Today is Wednesday, March 16th, 2016, and let's do a clearing for the numbers here. So here we go. Releasing those date numbers off of you. They got imprinted on you some way. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's clear an issue that you may have. So think of one of your issues. And here we go. Releasing the energy off of that for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And a little more energy there. Feels a little heavy for some people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's just energize the light beams. So bring those up on your monitor screen. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And I'll turn it over to Michelle in a minute here, but I'll just talk about some of the clearings that you may be having or may not know about. Sometimes you may have an energy stuck in one of the bodies that you don't realize. So maybe you're dealing with, pain. You're doing pain clearings, and the pain, you know, is being reduced, but it's not correcting or hitting the nail on the head. So then what do? And you may have to go back and look at your emotions. Maybe you have some stuck pain in your emotional body, emotional pain, which would be in that body, not realizing that it's even there. So you may want to go in and maybe do an emotional clearing for your pain that you're dealing with, or maybe one of the other bodies too. So that's just an idea. If you're realizing that one of those particular energetic bodies doesn't help you after you clear it, because normally they should. So it could be just attached to something else and or another timeline or one of those really bad, tangent timelines. So we'll turn it back over to Michelle here. So, Michelle, are you out there?
Yes, I am here. I am currently living in America. It's awesome. It's not boring, so that's a great thing. Welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday night show, and welcome to Creation Lightship. I hope you've seen the incredible website that we have. There's a lot of information on there. And we do 4 radio shows a week on 2 different radio stations to answer even more questions. If anyone has any questions tonight that they would like answered, you can definitely email us. And the email address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And hopefully at some point we can read it on the radio and have Ron answer it for you. So that also includes if anyone has any testimonials that they want to write in, you're welcome to use the same email address. And Ron, we actually have a really nice testimonial about the knee healing that you've been doing, so I could read that if you'd like.
Okay, so, knees, is that what you said?
Yeah, the knee healings.
Knee healing, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, but on the last couple of calls, you've been removing pins from our knees, so.
Yeah, vaguely, yes, okay, great.
Yeah, okay, so it says, on Saturday's program, Ron removed more pins from our knees and ankles, and I am noticing much more flexibility in both. I had a mysterious and stubborn pain arise in my right knee during the past few weeks that I could not seem to totally release or clear. The extra pin removal on Sunday's intensive conference call and your suggestion to try the internal tunnels on the skin auric protection clearing seem to make a big difference. I will keep at it. That is an amazing clearing. Closing with appreciation. So that's a couple things that worked, and that would be Ron's pin removal, which he did on the calls, and then also the new auric skin protection clearing, which you have offered to us on your website. So thank you very much, listener.
Great.
Glad that worked. Yeah, the pin removals are nice. People probably don't even realize that, oh, I'm just all of a sudden kind of stiff in a certain area, and you just go, oh, maybe it's old age, and then all of a sudden you're on a call and Ron does the pin removal, and all of a sudden you have flexibility. It's great. So a lot of good stuff going on there. Okay, now, Ron, is your expo this weekend in New York?
Yes, or is it sure next weekend? Yep, it's this weekend, starting Friday afternoon and going through the weekend. So, yeah, it'll be across from Penn Station at the Pennsylvania, I think it's their plaza. So they have the motel. The next door is the plaza where the expo is going to be. So
okay.
Getting ready for that.
That sounds really fun. How many people usually attend, Ron? Do you have any idea?
Well, I don't know. I would guess maybe 8 to 15,000 people, you know.
Wow.
It's busy, so.
Yeah. That's great. So one of our listeners has a question. I think what they're asking is it possible to somehow attend your conferences that you do at the conferences, because I know you have special workshops, via video or something. But I do know that you do videotape most of them, and then eventually they show up on a YouTube channel.
Yeah, I don't know. This time, I don't know if I'll be able to do something or not. I'll think it over. Normally,
okay.
It's kind of quick and fast, and things happen so quickly at the expos that I won't be able to do a video this time, but I just don't know.
Okay. Well, I know that there's...
It won't be a live video. It'll be a video that I take, but it won't be one put on the Internet. Let's put it that way.
Right. So eventually we could find them on YouTube. And I know that there's already several of them up there from... I know from some of the Los Angeles conferences where you give talks. So those are very interesting to watch. Okay. And I believe if anyone wants to watch those on YouTube, that if they just search for Creation Lightship, then several of Ron's videos will come up. All right. So one of our listeners, Ron, is having a question. It says, I have run the Soul Family Disconnection Clearing with both the standard and clone soul family versions. I have gotten great results from both. And so the question is, I am wondering if those of us who have long family lines of being tracked by aliens may also have alien soul families. If so, could the soul family disconnection clearing also be used to clear alien soul families?
Well, that's a good question. It all depends how far in darkness they are. And it could clear the energy if it came in here like through an energetic cording, but it's not necessarily going to go too far into the darkness to clear out, you know, alien soul family members in the beyond. But it could more than likely take care of the energetic cording from those energies to you. Where the ones that we have here, the one on this planet, the soul family, that would be people that you physically see and know. And that would be clearing that energy away. But the alien ones, it's hard to say. Remember, you could have and be even a hybrid, you know, somewhere out there in the beyondo. And being, you know, a hybrid, you could have a family and everything else out there. So, and here you could still be a hybrid and have your own alien groupings of other aliens or just regular humans. So it's kind of hard to say how that works, but going out into the beyond in darkness, trying to, you know, eliminate soul family stuff from aliens might be more difficult, but it could probably get rid of the cordings. So back to you.
Well, yeah, I think that would be worth it, though, to at least get rid of the cording. So would that make it so that their energies wouldn't affect you or so that maybe they could not find you?
Well, they probably already have you, you know, noted down so that, you know, you'd be getting rid of the energies that could be affecting you from their timelines.
Well, that would be worth it. Yeah, that sounds like it would be definitely worth it to do it. So how would we do that, Ron? Do we write in the box, Alien Soul Family, or do we write next to our name, Alien Soul Family?
Probably either way, and just see which one seems to be more effective for you. But, you know, it may work either way perfectly. But I'd give it a try and just see about energetic cordings from alien soul families. That's how I would probably enter it in there. And that way, whatever comes in here could possibly be released from you. So back to you.
Okay, great. All right, and Ron, one of our listeners is wondering, which call is for the alien critter release? I believe which conference call?
That'd be the one for Thursdays. Thursdays we do the replicas of you that have given you maybe a problem. As far as alien critters, that would be the Sunday calls that we have, 8-hour Sunday calls. And then from there on the website, we have, you know, the parasitic life forms on the eliminating alien attack, location on the website. So you could go in there and do that daily. But the actual calls would be for the critters inside of you is the 8-hour calls on Sunday. And then the replica call, which is Thursdays, is if you have a condition and you're being replicated with that condition, with the alien replica coming into you, creating your body and stuff, and then you have that energy of your condition each time it's reproduced over again. So we get rid of those clone versions of you that are, alien created. Your clones are alien created, and those aliens will bring to you everything that you're dealing with as far as maybe an illness or situation. So back to you.
Okay, and when you say that you're also getting rid of alien critters on, like, the Sunday call, does that include physical parasites?
Well, they would be. It's very possible. I just lump them as to alien.
Okay.
But it could be things that are physical happening to you. You could have a rash in your body, caused by alien critters, and it could have a counterpart that, could be looked at under a microscope, but it still could be brought to you from the aliens from the Beyond. So I'd say both ways, but mainly we deal with alien stuff.
Okay, great. Yeah, because I think that anything that is outside of your body is essentially alien. So it's all classified under the same thing, really.
Yes, I just how you want to define it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, we have a testimonial about the skin misting water. It says a while ago they had a serious problem with hot water, and it caused issues with their skin. And they used the skin misting water to spray on where they got hurt. And they experienced healing within hours instead of blistering and redness, and it actually went away.
Wonderful.
Yeah. That is wonderful. So, yeah, I know that skin misting water works great. And what else would you say somebody should use it for, Ron?
Maybe skin blemishes, possibly, or maybe you have rough skin. Maybe you might need some more lubrication or something. Many things. I remember one person, mentioned they had a blister. What happened? I guess they had a cast iron pan on the stove, and they forgot that it was turned on or something, and they picked the handle up and burnt their finger. And I guess they put the skin misting water on it instantly. Maybe they just got through coming off of a call or something, and they had it. And it was one of their fingers that, you type with, and they're on the computer a lot. And So they squirted the skim missing water on it. I don't know how many squirts they used, but it never even blistered. And healed really quickly. So, you know, that's one thing. But I've got a lot of people talking about the skin misting water, how nice it is. So just try it, you know. So,
yeah.
See how it works for you.
Yeah, I actually spray it. I just spray it all over my head. So I spray it on my hair, and I think it helps my hair. You know, like if it's dry or something. So makes it shiny. Okay, so I think someone is asking a little bit more information about the harmonic frequency clearing. And after we take out so many odd harmonics, the last three radio buttons in that clearing mention to put back in even harmonics in our bodies. And so I believe that they're asking maybe if you could give a little more information about what's occurring during that run.
Yeah, the even harmonics, remember, you're taking away something that is out of balance. Let's put it that way. So it's an out-of-balance energy that you're taking away. Well, it probably needs the counterbalance to be in a balanced energy. So if it's just something stuck on you, like an energetic cord, you don't want to put in a cord that's in balance. It'll just bring you peace energy when you do that clearing. So it'll either give you peace in that location, or it will bring in what was supposed to be there to begin with, which became out of balance because the aliens made it into an odd harmonic some way by altering the way that energy is supposed to be. I guess that's one way I can describe that. So you're getting back what used to be there before it was tampered with. And if not, it'll be peace energy. So back to you.
Great. So because I know there's a lot of things that could really affect us and give us negative harmonics, like music, maybe different types of, like, I'll say harsh sounds that we might hear in type of a movie or a TV show? Or is it always something that we're hearing, Ron, or could odd harmonics be brought to us in some other manner?
Yeah. What you don't know about is how they can bring them to you. So you may not even have any way to sense what's happening to you. Your body will tell you if you have a condition going on, as it's probably being affected by odd harmonics. So from there, you may want to just use the clearing for maybe a body location.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's a great suggestion. Okay, so I'm trying to find an email that I had read. Okay, so one of our listeners just wants a little bit more explanation about a couple different of the free clearings. So let me just start. It says the black mist fog removal, if we could explain that a little bit more.
That's energy that's in the earth that somehow comes up, and it's like the black goo energy, and it can attach to people and make you not feel very well. And it can also bring in a lot of that energy from the olden days here, from rituals and things. So the black mist, black goo energy is pretty detrimental. You don't want to have it around you. If you do the clearing, you're probably going to see it leave the earth, and you eventually see it in the sky as it's being dissipated. So you may not have seen it before until you do the clearing, and then it will come out of the earth and, you know, it'll be gone as you watch it leave in the clouds, as it probably gets broken up and, you know, it's being dealt with at that point. So don't be surprised if you see things happening in the sky with this really black, awful energy. And sometimes you can have a perfectly nice day, you know, nice clouds up the sky, sunny day, and maybe within, 5 minutes, the sky is completely black looking. You go, wow, where'd this come from, And that's part of that energy also. So that's what you use the clearing for, is to get rid of this black mist, black goo energy around you. So back to you.
Okay. And is that one beneficial just to one person, or do you think it's beneficial to many people?
It'd probably be for many people when you do it. So when it's,
okay.
Once you put it up, you could have a lot of people being affected by it. Your whole town could be affected. So it just releases that energy. So back to you.
Okay, wonderful. All right, then the second one that she's wondering about is the green mist goo removal.
That's a different energy, but it is similar. Although it's green in color, so that's kind of all that I can say. So it's very similar, but it's green as you look at it. So, just do that one also. It's a little difficult to talk about this stuff because it's not always tangible. So back to you.
Right, it's like trying to explain something that maybe can't be put into words necessarily. Would you say,
yeah.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, it's kind of like by trying to grab the wind, or grab the sun, a sun ray or something. You can't, it's there, but you just can't do anything about it, because you can't make it so that you can have it in front of you and tell it what to do, because it doesn't work that way. So it's kind of elusive until you start doing clearings on it, then you start feeling it leave you.
Yeah, and it's also like we're just here, so we don't even, we're like so in the soup that we don't even see what the soup looks like. We can't even figure out the color of the soup because we're not looking at the soup, we're in it.
if you look at the you don't know what you're dealing with here. If you think of the dinosaurs, that they actually, they were conscious, so they probably had thoughts. And did they actually curse other predators that were trying to eat them or something, or other predators or anything in that time frame? Did they look at them when they're being chewed up? Did they curse that particular animal? And is that curse still here, from what they have done? Because actually you're going to have some kind of thought like, what's happening? Why is my leg being chewed off or something? You're going to have a thought of that. You're going to try to run away. And so are you cursing something, or were they cursing something? So we have energies here we know nothing about, and they're still, hanging on, So back to you.
Interesting. So the dinosaurs had, thought processes that were like ours?
Well, it may not be as intense, but I'm sure that they felt something and knew something because they, that every animal has predators, and the predator has to have a consciousness in order to be a predator and know what to eat. So, what are they really thinking about when they're going after some prey? And then what's the prey thinking when it's being devoured, before it's dead? We could have lots of stuff happening here that is still floating around us that we know nothing about, but it's still affecting us. Kind of like smog, You don't know, in the old days, we still have smog, but just think of the old days when we really had it. And, you could see it in the sky, you could breathe it, and no, you couldn't take deep breaths, it'd be harmful, or you just couldn't do it. And, you couldn't really identify what car gave you all that smog or where it came from, but that came from somewhere, but you couldn't put your finger on it, and it's all around you because you're immersed in it. So you don't always know what you're dealing with. And if it's there, it's there, and you want to get rid of it. But that's like the odd harmonic clearing. You don't know what's attaching to you in odd harmonics to harm you. But your body will show up with the condition, the situation, because of those odd harmonics. might have ill health or something going on with your body, and it's just odd harmonics coming in there, perpetuating your problem. Oh, and, you know, going out in the sci-fi realm, maybe you have a condition with your body, and it's from the dinosaur energies, you know. Maybe somehow it resonated to you, and you got all this spear energy coming from a dinosaur being eaten, or some prehistoric animal. And then all of a sudden you're wondering why you have this, and maybe if you even try doing a clearing from thoughts of prehistoric animals attaching to you, maybe your condition might get well. You might try it, you know, somebody out there, just for the heck of it. Maybe you were here, you know, in many past lives, and you were actually riding dinosaurs or something. But, you know, and those are on timelines, and maybe you were being eaten yourself, so you're connected to the dinosaur energies. Remember, timelines have all different things on it. You don't know what the aliens can copy and paste. You know, why couldn't they copy and paste you right now into where the dinosaurs are? You know, like a Jurassic Park setting or something, that they can do that. And you could have a condition, you know, that you just got, you know, a couple of weeks ago from being with dinosaurs. They had some kind of special, let's say, fungus or something, and now you have something going on with your lungs. You go, what's happening here? You know, I wasn't around any people. Now I got this lung condition. So anyway, it's all kind of strange, but the timelines can affect you, and who knows where you were. So back to you. In fact, I just wonder, you know, in what was it, Los Angeles, and they had the tar pits, Brea, was that what it was? Brea tar pits or something?
Brea tar pits. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never been there, but I just wonder if anybody has been there and if they felt any energy from, you know, the tar coming up from prehistoric animals, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I've been there.
Do you feel anything off of that?
Yeah, they're kind of interesting. They're just little like black holes in the middle of the ground, and then the rest is this rather pretty park in the middle of the city. And there'll be like a sign of information that just says like a woolly mammoth fell in here, and then, you know, his body decomposed and became all that. I don't think I would have quite noticed any energy per se when I was there, but in the time there was just a lot of heavy energy. So I don't know if I could say it was necessarily coming from that in particular.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, like, that's what all gasoline is all decomposed things from this type of stuff all over the world, and then we found a way to refine it, put it in our cars, and now it's literally in our air. So that's kind of what I always thought was part of the black mist goo.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. So it would be really helpful for, you know, many of the people who know about this to do it, because to do that clearing, because not only is it free clearing, but also, yeah, I mean, to make a tar pit, it's literally thousands and thousands and thousands of years of decomposed bodies and thoughts and all sorts of things. So who knows what's up in there in our air, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Yeah. So then the writer has one more question that they're interested in, and that is learning about the 2800-year death ray energy removal, which is also another free clearing. Could you explain that one a little bit, Ron?
Yeah, that one kind of showed up a while back, I don't know, 6 months ago or so. There was something from the future coming here to terminate or cause problems with people who are more conscious, more awakened people. And so that was like their the major hit on people that have the higher consciousness. So that one's good to use. You may feel energies leave you. Maybe you're feeling kind of maybe numbed out. You know, maybe a little brain dead. Maybe you're feeling extra tired. I would do that clearing and just see how that, you know, helps you. Because you could be having these energies coming to you from the future to, you know, in a sense, take you out or make you so that you're not too functional. That'd be a good one to try.
Okay, great. Yeah, that is a good one. And I think it may have felt a little heavy, which
yep.
is good.
Yeah, as soon as you said it, it got a little heavy for me. So I must be battling that thing, too.
Yeah. So probably a lot of people need that one again.
Yeah, it felt heavy. Yep. So get in there and
Ron,
do it.
Yep. Get in there and do it. Is there any healings that you feel that the audience might want or need right now?
I'll do a sample of, we don't talk about this, but we have a hope clearing on the website. So here we go. Let's bring in the hope energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 again. There we go. That may help you a little better. Back to you.
So, you know, I was wondering about the hope clearing. So is that taking something away, or is that kind of bringing something to us?
It's taking away lack of hope. So it'll bring you the hope, which will be actually more of a peace energy for you to know that everything is probably okay.
Okay, great. All right, thank you very much. Okay, so we have, let's see here, I think it's a testimonial. It says, 2 Saturdays, BB shows ago, Ron, you saw and worked on something in my tailbone having to do with neck and shoulder issues. I can move my neck better from side to side, but I'm still having issues flexing back and forwards. And they say that they have run around 1,000 timelines, working on another 1,000. Doing the Be Here in the Now helps, and they're also doing 24/7 entity removal on their spinal pain. And they're wondering, is there any other input, Ron, that you could give? Some nights the tailbone still has a little heaviness, and in the base of the neck. Anything else you would suggest?
I think that new clearing that we put up, or that you have to, you know, connect with, you know, to me to get it, it's the skin or field clearing. That one would be one that you'd probably want to do. I think that would help out a lot. But it takes the different prerequisites first. You have to have an emotional and a mental, and I think feeling and fear and trauma, those 5 clearings are what's needed before you can do the clearing. And then you have to send me, you know, a receipt that you paid for, a donation of $200, and then from there I can send you over the login information. And that would probably be what I'd recommend doing, because that goes into a lot of things. We talked about, you know, the tunnels inside of the body where things move around, which, you know, could be the reason why, you know, you might feel the tailbone energies connecting to your neck, because you're probably having aliens in both places and there's other things going on. But that clearing might be one that you may want to look into. So back to you.
Okay, great. I think I had a question about it, but now I can't quite remember what it was. Oh, no, I was just going to say that clearing is very interesting. It has so many options. And then it also has the custom box where if there's something that is not an option on there, you could put that in for yourself and make the light beings aware that that's the exact spot where you would want them to help you out. And then it has a whole list of exact things that you're asking them to do. And it's a very extensive list. So it takes a long time, depending on how long you want to run each one, to do it. But I know I've started and I've made a list on the ones that I've worked on so that I can continue and basically go through everything that you offer at some point. So because there's a lot in there, and that's great. So it's a really good one to have. Okay, we have another testimonial about the pin removal. It says, I just want to say I was on the 2 pin removal calls this year, and when Ron took out the pins in the ankles on Saturday's show, I could feel my ankles getting warm and felt them being taken out of my eyes, too. So my question is, are there more layers that come up? Are there more pins that keep showing up?
I would say probably yes. I don't know why they keep showing up. Typically, we get the ones that are that we can find and see. All I can say maybe is they're copying and pasting more timelines on you with pins. So we're probably clearing you off for what you have, maybe accumulated, and then they may copy and paste more stuff on you, or they're just ones that are invisible. We just can't find them. So it's kind of hard to say if you're getting more or if you already have them. We'll see how that moves on here. Our next special clearing will be, with the shackles. So I don't perceive doing, 2 calls with shackles. We may do a pin call after the shackles again, since we're talking about pins again. So the shackle call will be the next one. That'll be the first Saturday of next month at 10 o'clock Pacific. So back to you.
Okay, wonderful. I'm really looking forward to that one myself. So what you just said about you went into the pin removal and then you talked about timeline releases has to do with the second part of this question. So it says, I requested the wrist. So they wanted the pins removed from the wrist as well. And then it says, I felt the energy coming back to them right away. It was amazing. And they're asking, to timeline crash that, do we write something special in the box? I think you said it was a tangent timeline. Do we write tangent in the box?
Yeah, you may want to do that, yes. First, get rid of the timeline of you being on that timeline with pins in the wrist. Remember, the detrimental ones are typically the tangent ones. That's what you're being experimented with. And the aliens probably don't want to kill you on the timelines because they're using you. They don't want to get rid of, the host, which is you. But the ones that do want to experiment with you, maybe take part of you, body parts off, and reattach other body parts onto your body and every weird thing like that, or taking maybe one of your eyes out and putting it inside of some type of container, and they're playing around with it, putting it into other things. Well, you're feeling all that energy. So you could be having maybe one of your legs on some alien critter out there, like a Frankenstein type situation, and you wonder why your leg, is cold all the time. And it's because they took your leg off and gave you a fake leg that looks like your leg. So that's what happens. And your real leg is somewhere else. So I guess so you first want to get rid of the timelines where they can do that manipulation with you. Do the upside-down timeline version, get rid of the program, and then after that, then do the tangent timelines. That's where they're actually doing their evil deeds on you, more so than the regular timelines. So back to you.
So now that you've said, Ron, in the past that some alien races, maybe most alien races, don't quite experience emotions the way we do, but do they experience pain?
That's a good question. I don't know how to answer that. I'm kind of bring up one of my battle scenes, and they just keep coming, even if they have part of their body parts missing. So I would say they probably do not feel pain. So when I'm looking at different scenarios here, I would say they don't have a pain body, and they don't actually have a way to sense pain. Maybe the nervous system is a different nervous system. I would say most probably that I've seen do not relate to pain, which is probably why they don't mind doing stuff to humans when you're still living, because they don't realize that they're really even hurting you. But they do know that they're getting energy, from you somehow, that you're emitting this energy and they're taking it in, but I don't think they realize that you're in pain. They don't have that consciousness.
Wow. That is just a concept for us to deal with, because we obviously feel it so much, we can't imagine that something couldn't feel that.
Yeah, and even if you think of people on our planet here, let's just say that you pulled off, you got a grasshopper and you pulled his legs off or something. Is a grasshopper feeling pain, Or even an ant or something like that, or something happens to it and it's missing something. Does it feel pain there? They may not have a way to feel that. They just know that they're not moving properly or something. So, hard to say, So back to you.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I've always assumed that something would feel pain, and I've related to even insects in that manner. Like, I wouldn't do that to them because
yeah.
I wouldn't hurt them.
Yeah, I know that, grass stuff in trees, it does feel something as it's being, things are happening. You can kind of sense it, where maybe an ant may not feel if it's missing a leg or something, Because you notice that if you ever notice some type of insect that something happened to it, it doesn't just sit there and do nothing. It just keeps moving on,
Yeah, that's right.
Although I have seen, I felt kind of sorry for this black ant somehow got next to a red ant hill, and the red ant got on it, and it was kind of like went into the fetal position as it was being stung, and trying to escape also. So that looked like it was probably feeling the pain, but, I don't know. But anyway, we'll get away from that.
Okay. All right. Okay, so somebody is commenting on when you fixed the timeline change that we went through this past weekend. It says, I felt like I lost my footing when time was changed and felt steady when you brought us back.
Oh, yes. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's always good to be aware of what's happening,
Yeah. Another person said that they had felt discombobulated by being put an hour ahead, but I'm sure they are better now, so. Okay. Okay, so let's see here. This is a question about, I think it was something that you had discussed several days ago. So it says, it was about Fukushima that they had experienced some earthquakes. And we all know that there were some issues going on with a reactor. So he's wondering, the questioner is wondering, have they still not changed over to a windmill or electricity system? I do not know whether or not they have. If anyone knows the answer, they can write in to us at dlsquestions.com whether or not they have changed, because I know it was a nuclear-type situation, and whether or not they have changed their way of getting energy. And then it says that there was a windmill project shut down in Los Angeles, and he's wondering, how come they didn't, like, learn from that experience? Are there clones running these energetic generation systems?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's hard to say why, you know, it's probably run by a corporation, so why would a corporation, you know, cause harm to people? It's really hard to say why things aren't corrected after a disaster, you know? You know, from there, maybe what program is being transmitted to the people after the disaster? You know, I don't know how to relate to that. Could be clones there. It could be taking away all the information that they gathered up, and it could be off on another timeline. And so all that information gathering could not even be here. And they could just be scratching their head of what's happening, not having all the facts, where they already got the facts, but they got taken away on timeline. So it's hard to say what's going on.
Okay.
Remember, everything programs here. So what program is there that's allowing, you know, these things to harm people to still be here? And who's behind it and what's behind it? You know, like I said, everything here is alien-based, so what aliens want to harm people? Maybe the radiation isn't going to harm clone replicas or true clones. Maybe it's only going to, you know, get rid of physical people here. Maybe they thrive on radiation. You know, it's hard to say. And then why did it start to begin with? Why did they build things, you know, where you can have these problems? You know, the whole thing is very questionable, and the amount of, you know, energy that they have to put into one of those things to get, you know, electricity out of it. Supposedly, it's you know, quite a lot of wasted energy. And then you got the residual stuff left over, and that can harm people for, you know, a long, long time. So, you know, I don't know. You know, who got paid what to say okay to do it, you know, and what aliens wanted it here. So anyway, that's how you have to look at it.
Right.
There's really nothing really too logical sometimes. You know, you just realize that somebody out there is controlling something, and you're the guinea pig. So back to you.
Okay. All right. So do your timeline crashes, everybody. And we just had a question. This was kind of went over a couple days ago, but they want to know the full name of the clearing for courting release to other people. I believe it is called Energetic People Courting Release. So if you're searching for it, it's...
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
That's correct to me, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so if you're searching for it, it starts out with the word energetic. Okay. Energetic People Courting Release. All right. So, we have a lot of questions in here. I'm going to try and read a couple really quick. Okay, harmonic frequency clearing, good after the skin auric field. Body protection. I think that question got cut off, so I'm going to go to the next one. Okay. No.
I left the Oric Field, and they did the harmonic after that, and it probably helped.
Okay. So, yeah, there's a lot of the first several ones are to release stuff, and then there's just a couple at the end that puts back in some good energies. And also on the new one, the skin auric field protection, at the very bottom, one of the radio buttons actually says healing or soothing energy from the light beings. And that one feels wonderful. That one is really great. So, okay. All right. So one of our listeners, Ron, is wondering if they say it seems like people have an illusion that people are still around because timelines make them appear as a silhouette. And I guess he's wondering if this is okay, or I don't know if he's wondering whether or not their emotional body is okay to have around, or if we should find a way to set that emotional body at peace, or if it's just a timeline and there's no emotional body there.
Hmm. Boy, that's a good one.
I
don't know. I always do a limited emotional clearing if you're feeling, you know, a little funky. As far as having a timeline without your emotional body in it, if they abduct you onto a timeline, well, they're going to be using your emotions there, so you'll probably have your emotions, you know, being activated on timelines. I don't think they're going to take away the emotional body. What I'll do is I'll take you off of one mental timeline, then we'll do one emotional timeline. So think of an issue that you're dealing with, and you're probably replicated on one timeline at least. So think of your mental issue, and here we go. I'll release that one timeline and just see if you feel a little better. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll think of one of your emotions. It will take you off of one of the timelines that deal with emotions for your situation. So here we go, releasing that one timeline. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So you should feel a little better. You still could be on, you know, hundreds of timelines with that same issue, but one that's closest to you, that's working with you, is what I release. So you may feel a little reprieve for a while. Back to you.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron. So one of our listeners is wondering if they could use the black mist clearing or the green goo clearing and use it to help clear the energy in cemeteries.
I would think the black one would be the one to use there. So you might want to use the black goo, yeah. The green, okay. I don't think would work for that, but the black one would.
Okay. So when they set it up, they would just use their name, and then they would go to the place.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm assuming that you're planning to go to a cemetery, and you want that energy released out of there so it doesn't get, you know, you don't get slimed by it. As far as just doing it in general, just to clear it, it could help. If it's around your town or something, you may want to do that. But just to pick a, you know, a given cemetery, remember, everything has to relate to you. That's where the clearings work. Normally, you have to be involved with something so it can connect to you. The energetic, you know, the light being connects to you, and then it works with where you are going to be or what situation you're in. So that's the way, you know, you want to use the clearing. You don't want to just do something like, you know, in a different country or something, because you're not relating to it. and there's no energetic connection to you unless you've been there in the past. So back to you.
Okay. So, Ron, have you ever heard of Morgellons?
Yeah, I have. That's where little worms come out of your skin. Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, someone's wondering if the pins, balls would help.
Boy, I don't know. I really don't know on that one. I'm sure it wouldn't hurt. You know, I'd give it a try. But I don't know if, at this moment, I don't know.
All right. And they're also wondering if maybe the skin auric field might help. And I'm thinking maybe the, what you said, the holes in the bodies or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, that could probably help that because you do have things that travel. And I think most people that deal with Morgellons, it gets on their clothing and everything else, these little worms that come out of your skin. And there could be other things, too, but I have, you know, heard about that from people. And also seen things on the net. So you have, like, little fibers coming out of your skin. And it's like a fine fiber or, like a monofilament fishing line sort of that's really small and they just start growing out of your skin like a hair, and it's just the stuff that's conscious and living in, underneath your skin, moving around inside of your body.
Hmm.
So,
okay.
Back to you.
Yeah. Well, I kind of want to talk about that one.
Yeah, it looks like our show's about getting over here, so I better do the mind-to-heart drop here.
Okay.
So, everybody, here we go. You want to command your spirit out loud or take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards, so dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, thank you. Thank you, ladies. You had the sins. Thank you, Michelle. And thank you, listeners. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone.